truthfully, I have to tell you that CPJ's concerns are what everybody's concern should be when you want to see that a process is being followed and adhered to and is transparent and credible. And the process we're talking about now is the presidential elections coming up February 14, especially that and the other governorship and state parliamentary elections coming up February 28. As I'm talking to you, CPJ has been able to get in touch and contact, and people have reached out to over 20 journalists who have applied for visa to come to Nigeria, some of them as far back as September 2014. And the reason is being given for the delay in granting this visa is that they need security clearance, which is understandable and appreciated. Yes, it should be done. But what is going on? Nobody seems to have an idea. Journalists who have actually been told that they have been granted their visa, but embassies are not giving them the visa. People who have actually had visa in the past have visited Nigeria several times, talking about journalists from credible, internationally recognized media outlets around the world, France, England, the UK, South Africa, Nairobi, Netherlands, Japan, Asia, everywhere, Canada. It's the world over. So we are concerned that why does the government seemingly not want to allow journalists to take part in a process like the elections, which we believe everybody wants to be sure that it's free and fair.
Have you been able to have direct contact with a Nigerian government official about this?
Yes, I have. I've spoken to several government officials in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ministry of Information, in the Nigerian Immigration Service, in the Presidency, even up to the National Security Advisor's Office. I have. And that's why I say it's foggy, because the context that has been said is being processed at the Office of the National Intelligence Agency. That is under the Presidency. Repeated calls, SMS. I've reached out to the staff who have said they will pass my message on to those concerned. I call back. They say that I've not been able to. You know, it's just one story after the other. And it's worrisome. Why is it worrisome? Because by the INEC, the Electoral Commission, has just released its media accreditation guidelines. And it states categorically that all journalists should apply to be accredited by February 6th. 2014, that is 2 days from now. And the INEC rep told me that, Peter, look, that's the challenge. That's going to be a problem because they have to be on ground to apply to be accredited. These journalists have to be in Nigeria. And how can they be in Nigeria if they're not granted visa?
Now, I understand that some international journalists have been granted access. Is that correct?
Yes, there are some. That's not to say that we don't have journalists, foreign journalists in Nigeria already. We do. And the process for accreditation with INEC has just started. So we do have those. Well, we're talking about a host of others.
I understand that the Committee to Protect Journalists has also tried to contact the National Intelligence Agency, which is responsible for the security clearance and approval of the journalists. Is that correct?
National Intelligence Agency is under the Office of the President. So our reaching out has been through the Office of the President.
CPJ is also concerned about the safety of some journalists. You say at least five local journalists on Monday had been attacked in Gombe State.
Yeah, and that's also a very big concern to this run-up to the elections, because what we are seeing more often than not is the prevalent use of inciting language by politicians and their partisans. And this has genuine fear or concern by everyone that this could degenerate even to the point of electoral violence. And we are already seeing it. In the run-up to the elections, a bomb went off. Several bombs have gone off, not just this bomb. Several have been going off, both in the south part of Nigeria and the northern part of Nigeria. And it so happened that journalists this time around became the targets of thugs who believe that they have to take out any form of grievance by attacking anyone and everyone perceived to be an opposition or just anyone that can be an easy target. And that's what electoral violence is about. And that's the concern that journalists who will be there to document this electoral violence, journalists themselves become the targets of this electoral violence, because nobody, remember, will not want to be documented as being the one who did an attack or committed a violation or an offense. So if they see you, the journalist, documenting it, you are obviously going to be the target. I am concerned. Everyone should be concerned.